Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Not to put a damper on this season of tidings and good cheer, but income tax season is right around the corner.
Well, maybe it's a few months off, but the end of the calendar year is also the end of your chance to donate money or items to charitable causes. That is, if you'd like to deduct them from the taxes you'll file in 2015.
With that in mind, we thought it was a good time to bring in our personal finance contributor, Janet Marie Tierney, for a conversation about charitable giving. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I'm excited to be back to talk about tax returns.
Excited to have you back. And so this is the time of year when a lot of people start thinking about what they might be able to deduct on their taxes come tax filing season. And that means a lot of end of the year charitable contributions.
Yeah, we like to think it's the spirit of giving that coincides with the holiday season. But you know, the bottom line is that we've created some incentives for people to support community action. And a big one, probably the overriding one for most people, is the fact that it's tax deductible.
Well, and so let's start with a very basic question, because we hear the idea that this donation is tax deductible. But what kind of situation do you have to be in just to be able to deduct charitable contributions on your taxes?
Well, it does mean that you're not going to be able to file your taxes through like the 1040 EZ or one of the easier forms. You are going to have to itemize your deductions. But before that scares you off, there are a lot of really good tools out there to enable you to do that. And they make it pretty painless. One that I think everyone is familiar with is TurboTax. But if you go out to irs.gov, to the IRS website, you'll find a number of free tools that will also walk you through. The user interface might not be as pretty as one that you pay for, but it will accomplish the same thing, which is asking you those questions to prompt you to think about what types of deductions you can take on your taxes.
Well, and so let's talk about that. What kinds of things are in fact deductible on your taxes?
Well, if we're looking at charitable contributions, you're able to deduct, obviously, monetary gifts that you make to qualified nonprofit organizations. You're also able to take a deduction for any mileage that you've driven in service of that nonprofit organization. And there are guidelines for that, and they are laid out. I think it's actually laid out very well on the IRS website. In addition to that, you are able to take a partial value deduction for in-kind donations. Now, in-kind donations are going to be if you are a professional and you're offering your services at a reduced or free rate. In-kind
donations.
So, let's
say I'm in marketing or something, and I spend time writing press releases for a nonprofit of my choice.
Right, but you want to be very careful with how you're documenting that, because it gets to the, are you a volunteer doing the work for free, or are you doing this at a reduced price? So you want to make sure that you have the correct documentation. Again, all laid out on the IRS website, but you want to make sure that you're generating an invoice for your work, that the nonprofit organization has agreed that that is a fair price for the work, and then you're able to then adjust that invoice to say, I'm not charging you because I'm giving that as my gift. Other in-kind donations, and perhaps the ones that more of us are familiar with, are to actually take something to a thrift shop or to donate a computer or other technology to a nonprofit organization where you're giving them an actual physical thing. And there people can get into some fuzzy areas, because the standard is that it has to be in good used condition or better. So if it's still got the price tag on it and it's in the wrapper, that's fantastic. That doesn't mean that you get to deduct, however, the full amount of the original purchase value. I think the maximum allowable is 50% of the retail value of the item.
And I know you mentioned TurboTax, and I think it's a TurboTax product called It's Deductible that you can actually enter thrift shop kinds of items, and it allows you to categorize them by the condition that they're in.
Right, which is an excellent tool if you're not using TurboTax, easy enough to achieve with a notepad or an Excel worksheet. Keep an itemized list of what you're donating. We went through a move last year, and then I just set it up on a spreadsheet. Here's what I'm donating. Here's where I donated it to, the date that I dropped it off, and my estimated value. And just because I'm a belt and suspenders kind of person when it comes to filing my taxes, I took pictures of everything as well, which now that you've got a camera on your phone is really an easy way to do it. So with that spreadsheet, same file on my computer, I keep my pictures of what I've donated. If there's ever any question as to where something went, what it was worth, what type of condition it was in, I have the records right there.
Either you are an auditor's dream or an auditor's nightmare. If they're looking for problems, they're not going to find them in your files.
Let's hope if they're looking for problems, they're not looking for me.
How do you go about determining the legitimacy of a charity, or at least the whether it's eligible for tax-deductible status?
Well, so the IRS guidelines state that it has to be qualified as a 501c3 organization. Now, you'll be able to determine that from the charity's website, from any mailings that you've received from the charity, and if there's any question at all, you certainly can call. Don't be surprised if they don't give you their identifier, which is the IRS assigned number for their charity, because that's something that they will want to protect, but they will be able to let you know that, yes, legitimately they are eligible as a tax deductible for tax deductible contributions. In addition to that, you can go out to a number of sites online that will provide you with that information. So if there's a charity, you know the name and the city and state that it's based out of, you'll be able to look it up. The IRS has a link to one of their websites that they manage. It is not a complete list. It will not have religious institutions, for example. But in addition to the IRS, you can also go out to a site called GuideStar.com. The one caveat I will give you with that, though, is they do charge nonprofits to put their information on that site. And because they're asking for a very high level of detail, which might be easy for a large organization to provide, sometimes the smaller organizations aren't able to give complete profiles. Now, then they'll say, well, they don't have a complete profile. They'll suggest maybe that's indicating this isn't a very good cause. On the other hand, it could also be that you're dealing with an all-volunteer staff and they're not tracking some of the metrics GuideStar would like them to be reporting.
What about the idea of simply volunteering, not necessarily from a professional standpoint, but spending time, you know, you spend so many days a year volunteering for Habitat for Humanity or any other kind of organization. Is that sort of stuff deductible?
Your miles, and again, refer back to the IRS website for their guidance or talk to an accountant. The mileage for some of that activity will be deductible. If you are providing supplies or tools and you are giving them to the charity, that can be deductible, again, in those in-kind contribution guidelines. But if you're coming with your own tools and you're doing your work, that you can't say, well, all right, at work I make this much an hour and therefore that's my deduction. No, there's a certain amount of charity in doing volunteer work, and that charity is pure charity and not one for which you're going to be reimbursed.
What about employer-paid volunteering?
Okay, obviously that income that you earn on those days won't be tax deductible. That will be income to you. But that's a really great way for employers to incent employees to get involved in the community. It's a really great way if you're an employee who is already involved in the community to kind of get support from your employer to be able to do that. But I think a lot of employees fail to recognize the value to the employer of providing that as a benefit. It's not just that you're interacting with the community and you're helping out the community we all live in. It's also that the employer is using those volunteer hours to determine where they might be making larger charitable gifts. So if I have 50 employees and I see 20 of them worked on a project for a nonprofit or an event, that might be a strong indicator to me that that's a charity that I would like to support this time of year when I'm looking to make those deductible donations.
Are there other kinds of donations that people might not realize are donations, things like memberships that are actually deductible?
Memberships is kind of a fine line. You want to be careful with that. They are not typically 501c3 organizations, so you're going to want to make sure that the membership is to something with a 501c3 organization, and you want to take a look at the benefits. When I was at the Park People, we had members, but members really were donors. There was no benefit to being a member other than to be able to say, I support the parks. So yes, then that would be tax deductible. If it's a membership in a professional organization, it's more likely than not that that would not be deductible because it would not be a 501c3 organization. But it always stems back to how does the IRS define the organization, and that tells you whether or not your fees are deductible.
Important stuff to keep in mind as the end of the year rolls around. Janet Marie Tierney, thanks.
Absolutely. Happy tax season, everybody.
Janet Marie Tierney is a volunteer financial educator and our personal finance contributor. She's also a senior business analyst at Fiserv. We'll have more of our conversation about charity giving on tomorrow's show.
We'll take one last break now, but then enjoy an in-studio concert and conversation with British acoustic guitar star Mike Dawes. So stay tuned. Lake Effect will be back in just a moment.